Blog Talk Radio.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This Dr. Pax Master Time presents the world today. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and my sister, Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" He said, "No man knows the end time. Even the angels that bow down before my Father, they do not know the end time. But you see, when you see walls and rooms of walls, my friend, all of the signs of the coming of the Lord is here every day. All of the signs, just like before, everyone likes to know when is he coming so that they can do their sins, do their thing. You could clamor and fight and fuss, steal, murder, backbite, cheat one another, kill for gain. Today, because if they had known that the coming to the Lord will be tonight or the next moment, they would have an opportunity to stop their righteous living 1 hour before he come. Because Jesus said, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." He didn't say how long, how short, but he said, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour the Son of Man cometh." My friend, this such an hour is right now. It may be this afternoon. It may be tonight, midnight or early morning. Or when that such an hour has arrived, no man know. Because you will be doing your clamoring. You will be doing your stealing, your murdering, or you'll be doing your cheating. You will be doing your fraudulent work, telling yourself, pacifying yourself, that you are king and hard to be found. Forever you forget the point that my Lord eyes are watching you. Every move, he watched the world from heaven to earth. He spanned the breadth, the height, the span, the width, the depth of human activities. so that when he comes, he will not make any mistake. When the book is open and he calls your name, whether you say come, come ye blessed, pause for me. Today, my friend, the birds are still falling from the air. The homosexual are marrying and giving in marriage. It used to be the straight people. The homosexual went before the law of the land and demanded equality so they can marry. And my friends, Obama succumbed to them, to the homosexual. Give them this opportunity. They think it's a good thing. They thought it was a good thing. But now, my friend, right now, we are clamoring before the court. I want to get divorced. My friend, men are married men, women are married women, and they divorce one another. Just like the man and the wife. Divorcing one another. That is not what I want. But my friend, the Lord said, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in health and in sickness, in rain and in sunshine, on the stormy sea, or on the frail mountain top, said, you demonstrate the life of Christ, because he lives within you. If he lives within you, he'll always make a way. You always make a way that you survive. I say, whosoever called, this is a universal call to repentance today. Say, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Tell it the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry. The thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call, he shall be saved. I am a disciple. I am a part of the honest, unashamed, the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own the Lord. Because my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. And his truth is marching on. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am one of his disciples. I will not look back. Let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. My eyes are on the mountaintop, and I'm running for my life. I've left old Sodom in his flame, and I'm to the highland throne. Beloved, today you too can say you are to the highland bound. You too can have this testimony. Say, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. and his truth is marching on. I do not need position, promotion, popularity to be seen or to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid or the hill, the mountain, to be recognized, to be praised or rewarded. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race, and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companion are few, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought with all the rice in China, or all the gold in Kentucky, or the silver in New York. I cannot be compromised at all. Cannot be bought. Compromise it to a lower way, turn back to the other layer. I will not flinch. In the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, or ponder at the pool of popularity or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I have stayed up, stowed up, and carried this gospel to the ends of the earth. My friend, we have a commission. I have a commission to carry this gospel to the end of the earth. Beloved, I am one of his disciple of Jesus Christ. I must go till he come. I must preach till he come. And when he come for me, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. And I shall know him by the wound in his side, by the print of the nail in his hand. He said, Thomas, trust your finger in my hand and put your hand in my side. Hear the nail and hear the side. As the blood flow from my side, and said, and left the fountain, said, and there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty sin. My friend, if you are guilty today, you too can plunge beneath that flood and lose all your guilty sin. Ah, beloved, it's not too late for you to lose all your guilty stain. Oh, my friend, it was a happy day. It's still a happy day in my life. On that silent night, when I lose all my guilty stain. Our beloved, and join with those, the despised few. And join with the despised few, the rejected few, the talked down few, the street gossip few. Who said, amen, for Christ I live, Christ I die. My friend, if Jesus, amen, hold my hands and I'll tell it on the mountain top, on the stormy sea, where the billows roll at three. Struggle on the sea of time, reaching for the other shore, where there will be no need for sunshine, but Jesus is the light. I pray today, if this coast today means anything to you, you can call 305-836-9545. Or if you're in the city of Miami, you can come by the Tabernacle, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, the Honorable Walter Harris Richardson, pastor and overseer. And truly is an elder under him. My friend, my neighbors, it's high time for you to consider. There's wall on every continent. There's wall in every section. Everywhere, my friend, the bedroom to the courtroom. Man, all the little walls are firing up. Everybody wants to go down as a war hero. But my friends, are you willing to go down as a hero of Christ, as one who paid a price with a despised few? I said, for Christ I live. Our reading today will be taken from the book of Second Corinthians 13:1-14. Shall read the entirety. This is the last letter. That's one of the last letters where the Paul has written. Said, this is the third time I am coming to you in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you as if I were present. The second time, and being absent, now I write to them which therefore have sinned, and to all others, that if I come again, I will not spare, since he seeketh proof of Christ speaking in me, which to your word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lived by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not that a self, how that Christ, Jesus Christ, is in you, except he be reprobate. But I trust that he shall not that we are not reprobate. Now I pray to God that he do no evil, nor that we shall prepare approval, but that he shall do that which is honest, true, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. Therefore I write these things, being absent, least being present, I shall use sharpness. According to the power which the Lord had given me to edification and not to destruction. Finally, brother, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good conduct. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. This is Brother Paul. Last letters. Amen. One of the last letters that he bears when he was on his way to be crucified, to be like Jesus. My friend, today, the point of reasoning is when we are weak, then we are strong. You ever find yourself strong and able to take on the world? And when you try, you are just as weak as a dog. Or you find yourself weak and you depend on Jesus. And if you depend on Jesus in your weakness, you can accomplish more than when you think you are strong. He said, when we are weak and we are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection. So for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Try to be, try that you obtain from the Master when you are weak, to confront this evil world. He will give it to you when needed. but you must be sure that your soul is anchored in Jesus. He is the power. He is the truth. And he is the light. No man come to the Father but by him. Because he alone traveled Calvary, rugged hill. He alone are they hang him high and they stretch him wide. And he did not say a word. Oh, and they whip my Lord all night long. They hang him high and they stretch him wide. They mock the Savior, the Son of God. Said, if you save others, why don't you come down, save yourself and us? He didn't say the word. He had the power. But my friends, though strong in power, he submitted himself to the death of the cross so that you and I will someday able to bear that cross. He said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. That consecrated cross I bear. Till death shall set me free and then go home a crown to wear. My friend, the time is running out. What I want to leave this message with you, there is two trains, one upward bound and one is downward bound. One called the heaven-bound train, the other the hell-bound train. The heaven-bound train is bound to a city where the streets of gold, where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold, the silver of water running down the throne of God. The angels bowing down, saying, holy, holy, my Lord. The luscious garden and the tree of life are in the background. If you eat, when you get there, you'll eat the fruit and you'll never die. But there is another one, Lord, is the hellbound train, the downward train. The devil will say, ha 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 ha. You are blind. You were wondering, what is the fare? You have paid your fare, right? So the life you live is the price you pay to get on this train. And if you're on this train, remember, you have lived a life, you have lied, you have stealed, you have murdered, you have all abomination in the sight of God. You have blasphemed. You are ridiculed. And now he said, I land you safe. Be at ease. I land you safe in a lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not good. Ah, beloved, what a payday. After you have lived all your life on this earth, you're paid. You're to receive your reward, says, where the worm die die not, and the fire not quench. Says, where the fire not quench, the devil himself, he say, is the engineer. And I'm sure he will keep the fire burning, and he will keep the worm turning over, and bite you for eternity. My friends, today you still have an opportunity to say, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, whosoever called, once you call today, this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity to call today. So you make your call on the lecture show. So when he shall, when he crack the cloud of glory, you'll be waiting. Caught your way by the gates of pearl, the streets of gold, the silver water running down the throne of God. And you hear his, the cherubim hit his face. They are singing, holy, 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 my Lord. What a day, what a time, my friend. Get right with God. Do it now. Kneel down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood. Oh, get right, get right, get right with God. My friend, today, see, today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice, harden not your heart, because I'm coming back. I will return in such an hour that you think not, in such an hour that you do not expect me. I'm coming back to cultivate those who are pay the price to live a life, to live the life, to walk the walk, to talk the talk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.